Headline: Most expensive Arlington home sold in October. Headline: County has ticketed advanced towing multiple times for blocking fire hydrant, says it's an ongoing issue. Citing an ongoing issue, Arlington County has ticketed advanced towing multiple times in recent weeks for blocking the most famous fire hydrant in Arlington County. Trucks from the Boston-based towing company have received multiple tickets, including one as recently as last week, for parking and blocking a fire hydrant near the corner of 5th Road and Quincy Street, a county official has confirmed to ARLNOW. They were not able to provide the exact number of tickets, however. Headline: Construction activity starts on the vacant Wendy's lot and courthouse. Early site work appears to have started at the long-vacant former Wendy's lot and courthouse. Gray Star Real Estate Partners is building an apartment building at 2025 Clarendon Boulevard, about a block from the courthouse metro station, where the fast food spot and a bank used to be. Headline: ACPD, man threw concrete at woman after she wouldn't talk with him. A woman suffered a significant injury in Rosslyn this morning after rebuffing a man who then threw a piece of concrete at her, police say. The incident happened around 4:30 a.m. on the 1900 block of Fort Myer Drive, the same block as a large construction project on the former Holiday Inn site. Headline: New grant program will support men leaving Arlington County Jail. New grant funding will expand reentry services for men incarcerated in Arlington County Jail as they prepare to return home. The $750,000 grant, available for 3 years, comes from the U.S. Justice Department's Bureau of Justice Assistance. Headline: New Clarendon vintage clothing shop owned by WL grad set to open next week. A new vintage clothing shop owned by a Washington Liberty grad is looking to open in Clarendon next week. People's Place Boulevard is opening up at 3179 Wilson Boulevard, a prime spot near Clarendon Ballroom and Spider Kelly's. The plan is to open on Saturday, November 12, co-owner Fabrizio Gamara tells ARLNOW. The store will specialize in buying, selling, and trading vintage clothing.